Well, last week's lesson were all about putting God first, putting others first, and obeying God's commandments, kingdom living. And that really goes well with today's lessons. Not worrying about tomorrow. Epiphany is all about meeting Jesus, the showing forth of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, did anybody see, or does anybody remember back in the 1970s by Steven Spielberg? I can't remember the character's name, but it was Close Encounters of the Third Kind. Did anybody see that? Good. It was all about this one guy who had a close encounter, not just seeing the aliens, not just talking with, or not seeing them, but actually meeting them. When that character in that movie actually met the aliens and spoke to them, it changed his life. Well, Epiphany is all about us meeting Jesus, encountering our Lord. And that is to be a life-changing experience for us, a life-giving experience. It's a gift. Meeting Jesus, and then making a change. But what we do with our encountering of the Lord is our choice. God never forces. So do we change, or do we stay the same? Now this week, I love the collect. It's great. We pray to God through our Lord Jesus Christ for us to personally know that first, God bless you, God the Father is most loving, and then to accept it and live our lives with and in this knowledge, with and in this truth that God the Father is most loving. Next, that God wants us to be a grateful people. To be grateful, what does that mean? It means that we need to stop, to think about our lives and different things and realize all that God is, what He has done for us, and all that He has given to us personally. And then take the time to say thank you. And then there was one spot in there in the talk that I did like. It said, we are not to fear anything, nothing except the laws of God. And when I read that, it brought my mind right back to Psalm 51, verse 11. It's one of my favorite psalms, one of my favorite ascension prayer. That verse says, cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. For me, that verse is so emotional, because without God's presence, with me not being in God's presence, and me not having His Holy Spirit inside and all around me, I wouldn't live. If that were to happen, for us to lose our God, that would be something to be afraid of, to be fearful. But it won't. It won't happen for us, because God is our most loving and faithful God. And then fourth, we are to ask God to preserve us from faithless fears. Remember in the gospel, Jesus says, don't worry about what we're supposed to wear, what we're supposed to eat, or what we're supposed to drink. We're not supposed to be worrying. And we ask God also to preserve us from worldly anxieties, which all of them distract us from our God. Jesus is the light of love. And Jesus also explains that God knows our needs and God will provide. We have no worries about that. We can trust in the Lord. Now I'd like to go back to Isaiah, to the Old Testament lesson, because like the Israelites, we too are God's chosen. Now, just work with me here. Let's take about 10 or 15 seconds out and think about what that means. You and I chosen. Our Creator has chosen you. Now, don't fall asleep during the sermon, but try to sit back, really and truly close your eyes and relax in that thought. We are God's chosen. We are His children, and we are His beloved. That, in and of itself, should make us or give us a sense or a closeness to God. It should let us know that we are valuable to our Lord. It should give us a sense or feeling of courage and joy and peace, a sense of thankfulness and strength, and a responsibility. We are chosen to God, we are chosen by God to actually talk about, to share, and to emulate God's loving work through Jesus Christ. God's work of love, of care, compassion, protection, provision, comfort, and faithfulness. God's work of forgiveness, His work of patience and reconciliation, encouragement rather than destruction. Love, not negativity. God's work of faithfulness to each and every one of us. And redemption. That's a lot. Our God is always faithful. He never abandons us. He never gives up on us, no matter what. And our Lord will never forget us. And how do we know that? How do we really know that? How do we have 100% confidence in that? Well, Isaiah prophesied. He says, God said through Isaiah, "See, I have inscribed you on the palms of my hand. I have inscribed you on the palms of my hand." What does that mean? I'll give you a hint. I have inscribed you on the palms of my hand. Jesus Christ, His cross, His crucifixion, the nails piercing the palms of His hand. That is our mark on the Lord, our most loving and faithful God. That's the sin that we have committed, the consequence of our sin, but also the faithfulness and the commitment, the steadfastness of our Lord, and His promise, His vow, and His love, unconditional and eternal. We are forever, eternally inscribed on God's palms. Are we aware? Do we think about that? Do we center ourselves and really be grateful for that gift? And then finally, our next question is, do we have our priorities right? Jesus tells us, He said, we choose. We can choose either God or earthly wealth. We can choose to either trust in our Lord or be anxious because we are not really trusting in God. We're anxious when we trust in ourselves and not depend on God. And then this might sound silly, but we can also ask ourselves and think about it just for a minute. Do I trust God as much as the birds in the air? What does Jesus tell us? I'm going to read just that one little section in the gospel. Jesus says, "Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they?" Jesus simply tells us, trust in God and serve Him. Depend on the Lord and serve His will. Strive, work toward loving and doing God's kingdom living right here and right now. And And if we remember, God's kingdom living is all about obeying the Ten Commandments. And not only that, but in God's kingdom, we are free from having someone do those sins against us. It's both ways. We have an opportunity any day, but we have an opportunity today to encounter Christ and let Him change us. To strive for, to get ready for, and to share God's kingdom and His righteousness. That's why we are chosen. Kingdom living and kingdom loving. Knowing always and forever that we are inscribed in the Lord's palms. We are